Have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning, Laura Canning, in with us this morning. She's the naturalist here with Cass County Conservation Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of stuff going on now this time of the year. You're starting to really fire things up, aren't you?
Yes, yes. Starting to be the busy season, so watch out, because May will be here before you know it.
You know, and a lot of folks look at things like summertime, but the prettiest times of the year and probably most exciting times of the year for you guys, probably spring and fall.
Yeah, yeah. We really enjoy spring. Everything, our parks change daily. It's just wonderful out there.
Before we get into the stuff we were going to talk about today, are there massive changes this year that folks should look for at all?
You know, our south entrance has been open over a year now, and we have Cold Springs has had some updates. All of our sites are up to 50 amps now for those nicer, bigger campers. And the last sites that we installed in that 50 amp, we decided to put some pads, a little bit of gravel pad down, and install some new fire rings. So those ones are going to be the cream of the crop this year. And not to worry, it was the perfect spot to put some gravel pads. We're not doing it in the whole park.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, so Cold Springs has had some updates. We're open for camping. So we've been open since the 31st, since the first fell on a Saturday. So we're open for camping.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about some of the events and things that people could take advantage of. I know you've got a wildflower walk that's coming up yet this month, and this month
yes.
is disappearing in a hurry on us, but that's something everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, every year we do it on the fourth Saturday of April, and you never know. I tell people, I said, you should come every year because you never know what the year is going to be like. And this year, with our light or nice winter, whatever you want to call it, spring is hitting a little bit early. You know, sometimes I do these programs and I've got only four maybe species to talk about, that and it's pretty early and it's just starting to get hopping. And frankly, probably last week and going into this week, we've had over four species blooming, and who knows what I'm going to talk about at the end of this month, because it's going to be more of our May species, except we're going to be still in April.
So folks would be wrong if they just assumed that, well, I went last year, and it's
right.
the same location, so it's probably the same.
Right, right. Right now we have some bloodroots and snow trillium and Dutchman's breeches blooming. And so probably, I'm pretty sure those bloodroots are going to be done, and maybe those snow trilliums are actually going to be done as well by the time we do our walk. So depending on what you want to see, get there now. I have people that love to be out there, and they go out there daily. The one day I was out there on a Wednesday, had two things blooming, that's it. And then I had someone call me up and said they were just out there, were just leaving on Friday, and they said, well, this was blooming and something else and something else. And I went out there and confirmed it, and I went, wow. 2 days later, and boom, something totally different.
Do you get a lot of children for this event?
They're certainly welcome. We talk a little bit about the actual plant and why they're there, and how Pellet Memorial Woods is a little bit of a special place for them to grow. And then I like to get into a little bit of the Native American history on the plants. A lot of the Native Americans used the plants for medical or for medicine. And so I get into that a little bit too. So
sounds like you really enjoy this.
it's a fun time. I like flowers. And there is a little bit of a smell out there too. If people ask, oh, does it smell? Do they smell? Some of them do, some of them don't. So it just depends. And it's fun to watch the bees out there and really going to town and everything.
It's an active time of the year out in nature.
Yes, it's one of their woodland wildflowers are the first ones out there and the first ones to get going, and so those bees are hungry.
This is just a show-up event.
Yep, just show up, and we'll start at 9. We'll hike in on the trail, and so, yeah, Well, that's where we'll be, up at Pellet Memorial Woods, just north of here, north of the ball fields, and easy to find and not a far trek from Atlantic, at least.
You bet. Just follow the signs, basically.
Yes.
It's a free event. Again, she said 9 o'clock, and that's on April 29th. So, yeah, put that on your calendar. Hey, here's something else now with a deadline that's coming up fairly soon, and this is kind of an exciting opportunity for folks to take advantage of if they're looking to kind of dress up their corner of the world. They have a chance to get in on the native plant sale this year.
Yeah, this is our first time offering a native plant sale. Some other area conservation places have done one before, and we just noticed in the last couple of years no one was doing it, and so we decided to try it this year. So we are taking pre-orders for a native plant sale, and so you might be wondering, well, what are we going to get? And so these are native, a little bit more local ecotype live plants. So you are getting a plug, and essentially the plant's not going to be much larger than 2-3 inches tall. And so that's what you'll be purchasing. And then, of course, you know, we might be thinking, well, okay, what's a native plant? And of course, when we talk about plants, a native just means that plant is essential to the relationships around it, and it's a little bit more specific to the physical environment around it. And so our plants are coming from nurseries that are, one's in Iowa and two are in southern Minnesota, so practically Iowa. So, and these, especially our Iowa nursery that we're going through, they actually grow the plants there. They're not coming from another place and then grown for a little bit and then come to us. We have some nurseries. We're lucky enough to have some of our nurseries close by, and we are going to offer a couple different species. We've got two kinds of grass. We've got, and I would almost call 2-3 kinds of shrubs. And then we have some more what we call forbs, or our prairie flowers out there. And so, of course, some of these native plants are very beneficial to pollinators. We were just talking a little bit about bees. Mm-hmm. But don't think completely just about those bees, too, because these, you know, plants are going to also attract insects to your yard. And so those songbirds rely on feeding their babies in those insects that get attracted to those plants. Mm-hmm. So it's not just pollinators.
Most of these look like they're going to be pretty good sized plants. So is this, yeah, is this not for everybody?
Well, you know, it probably not, but we tried to pick some. We tried to pick a couple pieces that are a little bit more shrubby and a little bit more wilder, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And the height, we kind of wanted to, when you look at our form, you'll see bloom color, and then you'll see that height, and then sun and moisture. If you have any questions on something, give our office a call. We can help you or decide. We want this to obviously be an educated decision, you know, do your homework kind of thing. Know, you know, if you have a very moist area or if maybe you're more of an average soil moisture. So we can certainly help. Give us a call. You know, our New Jersey tea and our Joe Pye weed, that one gets, you know, 3-4 feet tall. You know, some of our Joe Pye weed even gets to the 5 feet tall. So, you know, that those ones are a little bit more shrubby. We've got butterfly milkweed, swamp milkweed, and world milkweed. And so we're choosing some of the more, so when you hear milkweed, you're always thinking of that common milkweed that blooms pinkish, mm-hmm, and gets super tall. These ones don't get super tall. This swamp milkweed gets about 4 foot tall. But again, it's swamp milkweed. It likes wet feet. So it's going to like a wetter area. And so maybe you don't have that, but maybe our butterfly and milkweed, I have that right next to my deck. And it 2 to 3 feet. I mean, the first 2 years of its life, it didn't get over the 2 feet tall yet. So the world milkweed is, it blooms white, and that's native. People don't realize there's 7 different kinds of milkweed in Iowa. And so we want to, you can come down and see some of these in action too, at Cold Springs right outside of our office. I was just looking the other day to see if my prairie smoke was popping up. It's not blooming, but it's starting to come up a little bit. And so I can show you that and things like that. So any questions, don't hesitate to call us. We know a lot about these plants and maybe where it's going to work. Or, you know, maybe it's just going to be something that you want to add and be a focal point to your garden and things like that.
Yeah, these are long-term projects.
It can be. And if you're thinking, oh, this might not, you know, maybe I don't want to do this now. I am holding a native landscaping program later on in the summer in June or July here with the Atlantic Public Library. So if this is something that piques your interest, make sure you get on our newsletter list and stay in touch with us, and some other things will be coming up as well. We are taking the pre-orders until May 1st, which is a Monday. And so we need to have your order and payment in by that Monday, and then they will be here right before Memorial Day, and you can pick them up right before Memorial Day as well, down at our offices in Lewis. So,
if they want to know more, the easy way to do it would be go online. You can find and download the order form right there. I think the prices are pretty reasonable. You're talking about anywhere from $2 to $3.50 per plant, so it's not real expensive.
Nope, and you know, you're not getting a huge plant. So I do tell people that also, that you're going to have to baby it. You're going to transplant it right away into a little gallon container and give it a little bit more time to get rooted, and then transplant it into where you want to go, and things like that. So, we've got. And our order form also comes with some great descriptions if they're deer resistant or rabbit resistant. I live in the country, and right now my rabbits drive me crazy. So it's these native ones, they're going to be, some of them are more resistant to those wildlife. The wildlife don't like them, some of them.
Excellent. Well, there's a chance to learn a little bit more about some of these things and do a little self-education, or you can ask the questions and find what you like and put the order in and get yourself an opportunity to pick those up here right close to home.
Yes.
Excellent. And if you want to know more, again, just go online, right?
Yes, and download the form, and then if you still have questions and want to run something by us, please call, and we can help you out, and so we make sure that you're making a good decision, too.
Excellent. Well, Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the spring season.
Yes, you too.